The pink-footed bandicoot was one of the very strangest of Australia's marsupials. The size of a kitten with a sharply pointed snout, this tan-coloured creature had long, slender limbs, each hind limb bearing a single horse-like hoof. But to understand how it got its name, you'd have to look at its front feet, for each of them had two digits resembling the cloven feet of miniature cattle or pigs. It comes as no surprise, considering its eclectic mix of limbs, that the bandicoot had a peculiar gait. One of the few Europeans ever to see a living one running described it as akin to a broken-down horse in a canter, dragging its hind legs behind it. In the mid-19th century, an Australian naturalist set out to collect some pig-footed bandicoots. In the hopes that the local Aborigines would help him, he showed them a drawing of the animal. Unfortunately, the only illustration he could obtain was of a bandicoot that had lost its tail. So his Aboriginal helpers obligingly brought him any number of common bandicoots with their tails cut off, before finally arriving with two pig-footed bandicoots, this time alive and with their relatively long tails intact. But this naturalist, Gerard Kreft, was running low on rations. So after briefly studying them, Kreft was forced to kill his prized specimens, but not without regret. He recorded that they are very good eating, but I'm sorry to say that my appetite more than once overruled my love for science. He added that 24 hours of eating nothing but the leaves of weeds will, as he put it, dampen the ardour of any naturalist. Although the pig-footed bandicoot was found throughout Australia, it was never common. It's unclear why the creatures became extinct, but the introduction of foxes, cats, cattle and sheep may have played a role, either by destroying the grass seeds the bandicoots ate, or by actually hunting the animals. It's even possible that fire played a role too, for as the Aborigines were prevented from burning the land, the grasses whose seeds the bandicoot fed upon became rarer. The Australian nation came into existence in 1901, the same year that the last pig-footed bandicoot specimen was found. However, interviews with Aborigines living in remote regions suggest that this strange marsupial held on in the Western Desert long after, finally becoming extinct as late as the 1950s.